It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it is time for quarter number two and Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Don't miss your chance this fall to have the best tailgating experience in Happy Valley. For more information, contact Mark at GoPSURV.com or call 1-800-519-8467. Get your RV for the 2019 Penn State football season. GoPSURV.com, the ultimate tailgating experience.
I tell everybody that I talk to, my buddy Dave Nunzio, he lives in Charleston, South Carolina. He's coming up for the Pitt game. He's like, do you know where I can get an RV? You know, if I'm like, yes, I do, actually.
I do.
GoPSURV.com. He's got a really nice URL there.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to forget that. GoPSURV. So he checked it out. I think he's going to do it for the Pitt game.
There you go.
Awesome.
There you go. Outstanding. That's the fine voice of Ross Tucker. And welcome back this week. We missed you last week, Ross.
Yes, a little Disney cruise, but glad to be back. I miss you guys.
I hope you checked out his Instagram. If not, go there. There's a nice
at Ross Tucker NFL. If you're not following me on Twitter and Instagram at Ross Tucker NFL, you should probably stop listening and go do that immediately.
Don't forget, you can get all of our podcasts on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. You can find us on Spotify as well. And follow us on social media, Keystone Sports Network.
There you go.
There you go. All right, we're going to go back to the recruiting rankings. It's been probably a month since we left off, but we're going to pick back up with the 2019 recruiting class, ranking them in order, 23-1.
The important thing, Andy, is to spend a lot of time on the lowest ranked guy because Bob really likes that.
So that we're rushed with the higher ranked guy. Real quick.
That's Bob's favorite.
Penn State had a top 15 class nationally in 2019. 18 of the 23 recruits were either 4 or 5 star. They finished second in the Big Ten behind Michigan. Your disclaimer, please, sir.
All these kids are total studs. They got full rides from Penn State, but you got to rank them somewhere. And fortunately, the one thing we do know for a fact is that I'll be wrong on some of them. Some of the guys I have ranked high won't end up being great players at Penn State. Some of the guys I have ranked low will end up being studs. That's the beauty of it.
All right, let's jump right in so we don't aggravate Mr.
Flowers.
Since
it's been a while, we're not gonna.
Yeah, you recalibrate. Actually should recap this time, Andy.
Because it's been a while?
You're not prepped.
All right, let's go straight to number 11.
One time. Okay, he doesn't break down where we are. It's been a month, Andy. You usually break it down every week. It's been a month, and you don't have it?
Oh, wait, he does.
I do have it now. I have a little helper. I thought about putting him in when I was prepping, and then I was like, well, we always say we don't give enough time to the last guy.
All right. Cool story. Come on.
23, Anthony Wiggin, 22.
That's his shirt. He wears that shirt every time.
Joseph Darkwood. 21, wide receiver T.J. Jones. 20, Daquan Hardy. Number 19, running back Noah Cain. 18, defensive end Smith Vilbert. 17, defensive back Marcus Wilson. 16, offensive guard Salim Wormley. 15, cornerback Keaton Ellis. 14, cornerback Joey Porter. 13 is defensive tackle Devon Ellis. And number 12 is safety Jaquan Brisker. Number 11. John Dunmore, 6'2", 172-pound, 4-star wideout. He's from Chaminade Monona Prep High School in Hollywood, Florida. That's around the Fort Lauderdale area. He's the number 20-ranked wide receiver in the country, number 17 player out of Florida, and 120th nationally.
So I'll tell you something that's interesting is that when I go back and watch him a second time and or I watch their senior video, guys get better, and some guys get better, some guys don't, or even get worse, or at least don't improve as much as you would think. Dunmore is a guy, and I know I say this a lot, I'm going to tell you, in the three guys we're talking about today, I'm going to tell you there's a guy that I should have ranked lower. But Dunmore is a guy that should have been ranked higher. Dunmore is a stud. He's really good. He really is. That's a great get for Penn State.
I watched his senior tape.
He's got size. He's just a baller. He's tremendous in contested catch situations. A really good route runner. You know, like I saw some of his double moves where he goes, cha-cha, and, you know, faked a curl route, stop and go. He's good. And he's going against good competition in Florida.
Yep.
And he is busting their chops. I don't know how many touchdowns he scored, but he has at least like 20 different touchdown dances he did. I mean, he had he did the Saquon, like windmill one. I mean, he did. He has so many touchdowns because I was kind of trying to keep track of all his touchdown dances. Good run after the catch. He had a punt return on his video where he's like breaking tackles, going through people. He's not like a burner, but he's a real nice combination of size, speed, route running, athleticism. He's one of the best receivers they've gotten in the last 3 or 4 years. He's a good, well-rounded player that I was very impressed with.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
I get, when we were down for the bowl game, we went out to the Under Armour All-America practices. I got a look at him and the running backs and Brandon Smith. The thing that struck me about him is he was very fluid, and the guy was always open. He was always open. The DBs could not handle him, and he didn't drop a pass. He did not drop any passes. The only thing that I noticed about him is he's a tall guy, but he is very skinny.
He's
definitely going to benefit from the strength and conditioning program because I thought he was the best receiver on the field. He was always open, but I was a little stunned by just how slender he was.
And I think two things there. One, I think sometimes it happens with the Florida kids where they're more like 7-on-7 ballers than they are lifting and stuff. And also, I think, you know, spin zone, but I think that's a positive. Like, Penn State can look at that and say, how much better can he be? And really, if you look at it, you know, the NFL, they're almost going away from, like, the big hulking guys.
They are.
You know, you want guys that are quicker and faster. Yeah. And there are more and more guys that have, like, the skinny body types.
James Franklin's never going to have to worry about this guy being a cheeseburger away from 250.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number two, Tucker's Tape. We're continuing with the recruiting rankings. Finally, we're going to check in with number 10, tight end Brenton Strange. 6'5", 210-pound four-star from Parkersburg High School in Parkersburg, West Virginia. 14th-ranked tight end in the country. Number 3-ranked player from West Virginia. Top 350 overall nationally. He was a January enrollee.
And I would say I have him ranked just about where he should be. The thing that's really interesting, remember a couple weeks ago I was telling you guys that I'd like to see Penn State recruit more tight end D linemen that have good size that might be able to grow into being offensive linemen.
Correct.
It's really interesting because that's what they do at tight end. Almost every tight end recruit they have now is just an oversized receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see one play where his hand was in the ground.
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see one play where he was attached to formation. Really, what you're saying is he's a good receiver that's 6'5", 210, so we think he can be a 235-pound tight end. That's what you're saying.
Right.
Because there's no evidence. Now, in terms of him being willing to be physical, on defense you saw him have some good hits, some tenacity, chasing people down, making plays, and there's a couple downfield blocks, but there's no correlation between peeling back and hitting a safety and blocking a D end on zone to you. None. And I'm surprised that Penn State doesn't have more variety in their tight ends. I guess Freiermuth, I take that back. Freiermuth was a pretty good blocker in high school, but Kuntz never blocked a soul.
No.
Strange never blocked a soul. And it just seems like they're getting a lot of guys like that. I would have liked, like, Strange would have been the perfect tight end to also get, like, Hayden Rucci from Warwick, who's going to Wisconsin, who's like a 255-pound just kick your you-know-what. But they took two tight ends last year. They weren't going to take two tight ends again this year.
Right.
And I think if you're only going to get one, it's harder to find the elite receiver type of guy than it is the blocking type. So at any rate, Strange is really nice player, great body control, good run after the catch. And he's kind of what a lot of these teams are looking for now in tight ends, just an oversized receiver that'll be able to stretch the seam.
All right, let's keep it moving. Got 3 minutes for the last one, Bob.
I'm psyched.
All right. Quarterback Taquan Roberson, 6 foot, 190-pound four-star from DePaul Catholic High School in Wayne, New Jersey. He was An early commit in the 2019 class. He committed in October of 2017. He was a January enrollee. Number 8 dual threat quarterback in his class. Number 5 player overall coming out of New Jersey. And he's in the inside the top 300 nationally. And he got a little peek at him during the spring game.
Yeah. And so he was, I think, the second commit. After Keaton Ellis.
Yeah, I know he was
it
really
was early, like midway through his junior year.
October of 17,
and
yeah.
He's a guy that I think I have ranked too high. Mm-hmm. He's a guy, upon further review, watching his like his junior video, I thought he really snapped the ball off, really had a strong arm, and I was really impressed with him throwing the ball, and I thought he was a pretty good athlete. Watching him as a senior, I think still pretty good athlete, but he's not Trace McSorley. I would say he's somewhere between Trace and Sean Clifford, probably. A little bit better runner than Sean Clifford, but not Trace or Tommy Stevens. So he doesn't bring a whole lot of that. He's nowhere close to the Vegas kid as an athlete. Micah Bowens, nowhere close to him as an athlete. And then watching him, I think he's got a real good feel, especially for the red zone. Nice touch on the ball, but I didn't really see him grip it and rip it very often last year. And it's like from your junior year to senior year of high school, you don't get a worse arm, right? So maybe he just was working on touch and feathering it in there.
Did you see more rip as a junior? Grip it,
yeah.
Rip it, yeah.
I remember the notes from when he was a junior thinking he's got a really strong arm. And that's really what stood out to me about him is he can really throw it. Senior year, this way, there was nothing on senior year video that I thought was better than junior year. And that's a little concerning to me. Like John Dunmore, as a junior, I thought he was mainly just kind of like a contested catch guy. And I was like, yeah, he's not bad. Senior video, I thought, wow, John Dunmore is really good. Roberson, it was more junior year. He's pretty good, you know. And the one thing that's clear is Penn State does not care about size at quarterback because he's not a big kid. So I'll also say this. I know James always wanted to take two quarterbacks, but if they really loved Roberson, they wouldn't have taken the other kid. They wouldn't have taken Michael
Johnson.
That's a good
point. That's a good point.
Ross, real quick on the re-rank, where would you slot him if you had to pull it back?
Probably closer to like 15. Yeah. I think there's other guys that we've gone through, like Keaton Ellis,
right.
I would have higher than him. Dunmore and Strange, I would have higher than him. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe he'll go on and become a great player. I hope he does. But I just did not see the improvement like I saw from Strange and Dunmore and Ellis, some of the other guys.
All right, that'll do it for quarter two from the Labatt Studio. Ask Ross is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.